football on In Play Radio. Hundreds of leagues, thousands of matches, millions of markets, only on William Hill's In Play Radio.
Yes, hello one and all. We're on transfer deadline day and there is money to be made for you as well, not just agents, footballers and football clubs. We're going to have a look at some of the markets that William Hill have got around transfer deadline day with a man who really is pretty much Mr. Transfer on Twitter. You must absolutely love this day, Pete O'Rourke.
Yeah, no sleep for me, mate. Red Bull all the way.
Yes, indeed. If you don't follow Pete on Twitter, then it's pretty much high time you did. Give us your Twitter address, Pete, for everyone who doesn't follow you.
At SportsPito.
You'll find constant transfer updates on there, not just today, but on every day of the year, pretty much. So make sure you're following. William Hill have got this market out, which has been out for a little while now, Pete, which is the Premier League team to sign the most players on deadline day. And the key thing to remember here, a couple of little things. Loan deals do count towards this market, which I think is crucial. And also, it's settled on the transfer list that's put on the BBC website on the that have happened today, the 2nd of February. Yep. So you must. There are some. There's some little stipulations at the bottom of that. Make sure you check those out, because I know in previous years it's caught some punters out that. So it's only what's given on the BBC website, as having happened today, which is fair enough. West Brom are 3-1, Leicester 7-2, Crystal Palace 9-2, QPR 5-1, Hull 7-1. Then a big jump up to 16s. There's a whole host of teams on that price. A lot of the big clubs, the Chelsea's, your Man United's, your Man City's, your Arsenal's, Liverpool's, they're the ones who are really big prices. The idea is, I suppose, Pete, that the teams who are at the wrong end of the table are desperate to strengthen, and so they're more likely to bring players in. QPR, the owners come out on Twitter and said the checkbook is closed. Do you believe that?
Not a second. Come on, QPR. Harry Redknapp, he loves his late deals all the time. I know he's definitely looking for at least two signings. If he could get any more, he would. Bit of rumour about Emmanuel Adebayor, Aaron Lennon as well. He's got a pick of clubs to choose from, with Hull also keen, Stoke keen, Leicester keen. So Aaron Lennon will have a big decision to make before 11 p.m. tonight. So definitely don't rule out QPR being there, probably the busiest club come 11 o'clock tonight.
Tony Pulis has got a little bit of history, hasn't he, on deadline day? I remember one particular one with Stoke, he was very active. He's obviously now at West Brom and he'll want to get his own players in, especially after the weekend. It was a pretty difficult performance for them, albeit the Spurs keeper was brilliant. Do you think they're justified favourites at 3-1 to be the ones who make the most signings?
Yeah, 100%. I think if they'd be my bet of the night if that was the case. 3-1, I think, is great value. I know a lot of other places are probably cutting West Brom as we speak, but 3-1 for them to be the busiest club tonight looks a real good bet to me. As you said, Tony Pulis has got history on deadline day. He likes it to go down to the last minute. He thinks he can get the best value for money then. He thinks clubs will be willing to sell their players in. And we know he's been in the office from 6 o'clock this morning, so he's obviously been busy making the calls, putting in bids for players, and he's trying to get rid of a few players to bring some funds in as well. So once he does that, expect West Brom to be very active on the transfer market. And I know he's looking a left back, a midfielder and a striker, so I still think West Brom, at the end of the day, they'll bring in the most signings before the close of the window.
Leicester have made a signing, haven't they? Robert Huth's joined them from Stoke. Another one, I guess, who, 7-2, they're only a little bit behind West Brom, could be active, and the manager likes to pull in a few from quite surprising places. Cambiasso, probably one of the most surprising transfers of this or any other season in recent years for a smaller club, in inverted commas.
Yeah, smaller club, but they've got a lot of money with the Thai owners. They're financially very rich. They've already got one player in already, in Robert Huth, in on loan. As you said, the loan signings are key if you're getting the bet on. So there could be, I think, a lot of loan signings before the 11 p.m. deadline tonight, as a lot of Premier League clubs aren't flush with money as they used to be throughout the year. So expect a few foreign players coming in on loan, maybe from Italy, all over the place. And as you said, Leicester do scar Europe for all sorts of targets. And I know he's after Aaron Lennon. He's also after a left back. And if what everybody wants during the transfer window is a striker who could score them goals. And these teams at the wrong end of the table, that's their key position they want to bring in. So don't rule out Leicester maybe making a permanent signing as well as a couple of loan signings. So, really interesting times to keep an eye on those teams down near the bottom of the table.
Later on, as I mentioned, we're recording this at 2 p.m. On Monday afternoon. Pete's going to be on InPlay Radio looking at all the transfer rumours. And the traders are going to be putting out some yes-nos, so that list a player and will he still be at his club? Will he be going to, you know, X or not? That's going to be interesting to see what list they come out with, Pete. I know you've got... I asked you for any suggestions and you came up with a really long list. The Danny Ings one's interesting, isn't it? Because Burnley say they've got no knowledge of this this deal that's been done. And David Moyes is after a striker now because Carlos Vela's obviously got himself injured.
Yeah, lots of rumours there. I know Sociedad are definitely keen on Danny Ings, but I think this talk of a pre-contract being signed is wide of the mark at the minute. Then also getting lots of rumours and reports that Liverpool are going to try and do a deal for him. But again, I'm not too sure on that one. If I was going to have money on this one, I think he'll stay at Burnley till the end of the season because he's got a few other bigger options waiting to take him in the summer on a free transfer, even though Burnley will be due some compensation. So Danny Ings is in a strong position, whatever happens, I think. He can stay at Burnley, try and keep them up. If not, fail to sign a new deal, go and join one of the big Premier League boys in the summer. So be interesting to see if Liverpool will put the money up or will Real Sociedad try and get him.
Are there any others that that really stand out as ones that you expect to happen at some point today?
I definitely think Aaron Lennon will go somewhere. Not sure where, so he'll be one to keep an eye on. Emmanuel Adebayor, obviously Spurs are trying to get rid of him. He's on high wages at White Hart Lane. But I think the clubs that have come in from him have been a bit surprised by the wages. So I expect QPR, Stoke, maybe even West Ham to make a move for him. They're obviously in the market for a striker. They've made a bid for Bartomeu Gomes at Swansea. If that was to happen, then Swansea would be after striker, so it's going to be like a complete merry-go-round. If somebody moves, somebody else will have to move to bring in a replacement. So Lennon, Adebayor, also Darren Fletcher, I think. Keep an eye on that one. He's been in training at Manchester United today, but still lots of rumours that West Brom are interested, Celtic, West Ham still interested, even though the deal fell down last week. And maybe also Charlton Cole to West Brom could be one to watch. And for Liverpool fans out there, maybe keep an eye on Ricky Lambert and Fabio Barini, not playing a lot of games for Brendan Rodgers' side, and now Daniel Sturridge is back. I'm sure there'll be a few takers for those two before 11 p.m. deadline.
Interesting, the West Ham one, isn't it? Because I've spoken to a couple of journalists from broadsheet and tabloid who've mentioned West Ham as if there's something that people know that maybe one of those two strikers they brought in, Enner Valencia and Diafra Sakho, might be on the way. I'd imagine it'd be more likely Sakho than Valencia, and that's why they're maybe looking at other players to bring in. Have you heard any rumours about them losing their star striker, Sakho?
Arsenal were keeping tabs on him, actually, and also Manchester United. Whether they could do that deal now in January, I'm not too sure, but he's probably been the signing of the season so far, West Ham. When they got him, nobody really knew much about him. Even Sam Allardyce didn't want him. It was David Sullivan who pushed it through, the deal through, but he's been a revelation with his goals. I think he got seven in a row. So, yeah, he's in great form, but he's got a bit of problems with the Senegal FA at the minute, so maybe that might stop these clubs making a bid for him in January, but they'll definitely be interested in him. And we've also heard the rumours of Enner Valencia with Chelsea, but again, I would be surprised if that was to happen. I think they're going to put all their eggs in the Juan Cuadrado basket, and it looks like that deal will get done once Andreas Schürrle's move to Wolfsburg is completed. So I still think there'll be plenty of business to be done between now and the end of the window.
Pete, we're going to follow this with interest throughout the rest of the day. Like I said, if you don't follow Pete on Twitter already, it's at SportsPeteO. Follow him, and all the latest transfer news will be tweeted out. And Pete will be on InPlay Radio from 5 p.m. tonight, keeping a close eye on everything that's available and all the best bets as well. So make sure you're following on Twitter and listening from 5 p.m. Pete, have a good evening tonight. I'm sure it'll be fun, and we'll speak to you
soon. Get the Red Bull in for me.
Cheers, Pete. Pete O'Rourke there, talking all things transfer deadline day. And remember, tune in to InPlay Radio. It's www.inplayradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and good luck if you're having a bet on any of the transfer deadline day bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.